Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're very fortunate to be to have as our guest today, Wayne Wink, who is the North Hempstead Town Clerk. The first segment, we were just talking about Wayne's future, but we're moving on from that now, and you'll vote for him in November, and that's another story. What I want to start with, and it just passed, is Valentine's Day. And I think you do such a wonderful program, and it's so dear because you don't realize it as time moves on. You know, it's 20, 30, 40, 50 years, 60 years. I don't know how the longest thing you have, but Wayne, tell us about the program you do every year for Valentine's Day, which I think is just tremendous.
Yeah, we've been able to do a renewing of the vows celebration, which has allowed us the opportunity to honor couples who have been married a long time, whatever they consider a long time. Some people it's 25 years, some people it's 40, 50. We've had couples who have been married, I believe the longest was 74 years. Wow. God rest their soul. They passed since we've been able to honor them. But the celebration we do every year is a luncheon with a renewing of the vows ceremony. We've normally had about 50 or so couples, and it's really a wonderful way to celebrate Valentine's Day under normal circumstances. Unfortunately, this year we didn't have the opportunity to celebrate Valentine's Day the way we normally have. So what we came up with was two things. One, we created a Zoom program, which is now, I believe, being shown on North Hempstead TV, where we interviewed three different couples. One couple that's been married 55 years, one couple that's been married about 25 years, and one couple that was, when we filmed it, they were married about 3 months. And we got to talk about, you know, what makes for a good marriage, what their lessons have been, what they would advise other couples about. We did a lightning round where we asked them yes or no, not yes or no questions. We asked them to identify non-verbally which one of the couple is more funny, which one does the dishes more, which one, you know, which one snores at night. And we basically just had them point either to themselves or to their spouse so we could learn a little bit more about them. And the best parts were when they were pointing at each other, because that's, yeah, that's the basis of the next argument. So, we had a great time with that. So that was one thing we did this Valentine's Day for the first time. And I'd love to see maybe that continue into the future. The other thing we did, which was really a lot of fun, is we were able to create signs that say love lives here and talks about the fact that there is a very special couple living in this home and to celebrate Valentine's Day. And we went around the town to anyone who requested them, and we literally planted them in their front lawns for them. And we took some pictures and we did some video, and it was a wonderful way to honor the people that have been married a long time in the town without having to bring them together. So we were able to social distance and still yet honor them in a very meaningful way. And it was very nice to be able to do that this year. And that's also something maybe in the future we can continue to do. But I do look forward to hopefully in 2022 being able to reconvene, do a full ceremony, have a nice luncheon, have everyone enjoy Valentine's Day together, when we couldn't do it together this year.
You know, I have a question for you. That I find that very interesting about the 3 months, 25 years, 55 years. Yeah. What did you notice as the, what did you observe as the biggest difference between that spread? You know, I would say there's a whole lot of different worlds from that one beginning stage to the other stage.
There certainly are. The couple that was married 3 months has a young child. In fact, she told the story that they were in Disney World and she suddenly started getting stomach cramps, and she didn't know she was pregnant. And so they went to the doctor. You know, she thought it was from the ride or something. They went to the hospital with these terrible stomach cramps, and they said, "Well, you're at full term." And she said, "Full term what?" And within 45 minutes, they had a baby. They didn't know they were pregnant.
Oh wow!
Oh my God!
Story. I mean, you know, this is the newly married couple, the 25-year couple. I mean, their kids, I believe, are high school age and maybe even a little bit older than that. And the 55-year couple, I actually issued the marriage license for their daughter, just last year during the pandemic. So each of them had different perspectives. They all kind of touched upon the same themes of communication, mutual trust, and, you know, and not sweating the small stuff. In other words, you know, if you have an argument, deal with it, be done with it, and move on, as opposed to carrying it with you and holding grudges and things like that. So all of them had similar advice for other couples, but at the same time, they all had their own perspectives given how long they had been together. And you know, the 55-year couple, the husband was wonderful and basically said, "She's my right hand. She's my everything. She's gotten me through surgeries. She's gotten me through, you know, all kinds of tough times." You know, and that's the type of experience that the newly married couple will see in the future, but they haven't experienced that quite yet. So,
I don't
see how they all handled it.
Would you mind sharing with Wayne your story, Otto?
My story.
Your years married, because you're almost 60 years married.
Wow.
I am, actually, yes. Well, I was married at the age of 23 to a great lady. And we had three children. And at the age of 38 or 9, she wound up with pancreatic cancer and passed away at the age of 40. And I had three children still between the ages 6 and 10. And long story short, my sister-in-law, my first wife's sister in Levittown, lived next to a lady who had a girlfriend whose husband had just died at the age of 36. And she had three children. So my sister-in-law and my current wife's high school friend decided it would be good to fix us up. And they did. And we're now married 42 years. And when we were married, we had six children between the ages of 6 and 10. So needless to say, we could write a different kind of book, you know, because we went through the teenage years. They were all teenagers at the same time. Wow. We went through, I think we had three or four weddings in a year and a half. College, my wife wound up working at St. John's. And three of them wound up going to St. John's for free because she worked there. You know, you pay for books or whatever, but, you know, that the reason she went to St. John's was strictly for that. You know, she wasn't overpaid. She actually worked for the legal attorney, whatever the title is, but she worked for him. And long story short, we now have 10 grandchildren, and we've been married 42 years and gone through lots of life experiences. You know, with kids, you know, they always say kids get over things. Like, that's the biggest farce going, in my opinion. Kids do not always get over things. You lose a mother or a father at a young age. You may not talk about it or whatever, but it's back there. And, you know, you have to, you walk a fine line when you play the role of that person, you know, like you don't take the place of that person's. I don't take their father's place. I play the role of the father.
Right.
You know? And we adopted each other's children legally.
That's wonderful.
You know, so
I would imagine that that's a similar experience to what, say, Jill Biden had,
where yes.
you know, she stepped into a widower's life and, you know, and became the mom to, you know, to his late wife's children. And then they have their own as well, but that's a whole other thing. But just the idea that it's so difficult. I mean, I know just dealing with my own daughter, who's 15 now, how mercurial she can be at times, that, you know, to walk into someone else's life and, you know, you have to be very careful how you take on parenting when you're not the birth parent. And, you know, but it sounds like you've done a wonderful job of this. It sounds like you're a real life Brady Bunch, actually.
Well, you know, Brady Bunch was that was hot on the TV at the time. Exactly. This was going on. And trust me, this was not the Brady Bunch.
No Alice, huh?
No Alice. We could write a book actually on the subject. I think it's more difficult if it happens when the children are older. I have witnessed a lot of people who get remarried. And frankly, divorce, believe it or not, I believe is much harder than if somebody passes away. Their memory is there, but they are not there. So you have that complication of pulling in every other weekend here or wherever. That's not there. I think the whole dynamics is just varies from situation to situation. Yeah. That's why I was interested in the 3 months. You know, your needs and wants and whatever, let's be realistic, at 3 months, you got a lot of other things on your mind. At 55 years, that's not quite up at the top of the heap anymore. Yeah. You know,
I always say my wife and I met when we were 34, we got married when we were 35, which has some pluses and has some minuses. On the plus side, we both knew what we wanted. You know, we both felt somewhat established in our careers, or at least on our way. And, you know, so we were kind of grounded in that respect. On the other hand, we were also both pretty set in our ways. And so my wife and I always joke around with her that we have very, very different ways of, say, cooking in the kitchen. You know, my wife is somebody that she'll take everything out, put it out, have it all next to each other, have the utensils in place, and then she'll go about doing the cooking. I tend to be, I grab this, I start doing that, I grab something out of the drawer. I'm you know, I don't put everything out in advance. The difference is when I'm done, I clean everything and put it right back where I found it initially. She will put the scissors, the knives, this and that anywhere in the kitchen. She doesn't remember where she got it from. She doesn't remember where she put it to. And that, when I go into the kitchen, drives me crazy. I know exactly where I left things. You know, she doesn't care about that. So, you know, in some ways, being kind of set in your ways as living on your own for a while takes some getting used to when you do marry. Whereas on the other hand, we were both kind of, you know, pretty stable in knowing who we were and what our careers were going to be. So there were pluses and minuses to getting married later in life. But I know a lot of couples who got married early in life, they learned how to live on their own together, as opposed to, you know.
We got to jump in here and take a break before you get in more trouble with Stacy. Your talk radio here on.
You got stories, don't worry.
On 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.